chapter 2 and verse 20 and 21. All right, we want to talk about what type of vessel we're to be. But in a great house, there are not only vessels of gold and silver, but also of wood and clay, some for honor and some for dishonor. Therefore, if anyone cleanse himself from the latter, from which brings dishonor, cleanse yourself from that, he will be a vessel for honor, sanctified and useful for the master, prepared for every good work. And if you were to go on, you'll see what it talks about, you know, the things that we need to flee. And so we are wanting to be vessels of honor. This is what the purification process is about, is to make us a vessel of honor. We're here on this earth to honor our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We're here to honor our Creator. We weren't placed here so that we could be stubborn oxes. Oh, to be, you know, always bucking against what God says to do. God says go right, we go left. God says go straight, we go crooked. God says, you know, be quiet, we keep talking. We got to get out of the carnal nature. Listen, people this, hear me this morning. The only way that we can find ourselves becoming a vessel of honor is that we've got to make up in our mindsets that, you know, I'm tired of my way. I'm tired of doing things the way I want to do it. I've been created by the Creator to glorify Him. And so God help me to be, you know, to live a life that glorifies you. So what am I saying? I'm saying we've got to get in our mindset that we're living a life that glorifies God. When you get up in the morning, this is what you got to be. I'm living a life today to glorify God. See, if you keep that mindset, if you get up the next morning, I'm living a life to glorify God. Next week comes, next Friday or whatever, I'm living a life to glorify God. You keep telling yourself that, you're going to get in a place where you're going to be thinking, you know, hey, what am I saying? Does that glorify God? You know, hey, where I'm at, what I'm doing, you know, am I glorifying God? And so let the refiner's fire put you in that place where it will get all the impurities, skim off all of that stuff that's not glorifying God, so that he can see his image of himself in you. It's just important that we do that. Because it makes life, for one thing, it makes life a lot easier to live. Because you're not going to enjoy everything in life. See, this is the thing. You know, we're not going to have a life here where we're just going to like everything about our lives. Because the enemy is here is to put something in your way to cause you to not enjoy it. And so we got to make up in our minds that, hey, I'm going to steal. Find the joy of the Lord to be my strength when I hit sorrow. See, we got to find a way to do those things. I'm still going to find a way to glorify God in my situation, although the situation doesn't look like a glorious situation. You're going to still find a way to glorify God through it. All right. Isaiah 1:19 and 20. These are some excellent scriptures for us to mark down and you know, to just go back and look at. You know, they will help us to live a victorious life in Christ. 19 and 20 says, if you are willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. But if you refuse and rebel, you shall be devoured by the sword. for the mouth of the Lord has spoken. And when you look up further, up to verse 16, it tells you, it says, wash yourselves, make yourselves clean. Put away the evil of your doings from before my eyes. Cease to do evil. Learn to do good. Seek justice. Rebuke the oppressor. Defend the fatherless. Plead for the widow. These are things that we are to do as we walk out this life. And see, we have to understand, just because we are walking through a particular trial is not a reason for us to do things ungodly. See, some of us think because somebody has done something, ungodly towards us, that we have the right to strike out, in an ungodly manner. No, we don't. Because how are they going to know that there's a difference? How are they going to know that there's a way to walk right if you're not walking right? Against their not walking right. We got to walk this thing through. When our furnace of affliction is there, we've got to walk through it in a certain way so that people will know, hey, there is a way for me to walk through this thing, and I don't have to walk it out the same way the world is walking it out. I can walk it out the way that God says that I can. And I can come through in victory. And you can. Refuse. The word refuse means unwilling to comply, unwilling to do, unwilling to accept. And it also means renounce. And so what are we saying? You can't be so rigid and set in your ways that when God speaks for you to go a certain way, that you are ready to not, you're not willing to do. You're not willing to accept his way. We've got to know that his way is a higher way. And by being a higher way, it's a better way. Mm-hmm. The devil's way is a lower way. And so which way do you want to go? Do you want to go higher or lower? That's what the question is. You want to go high or do you want to go low? And so we've got to walk this thing out so that we can find ourselves going in a higher place. See, a higher way leads to a higher place. And a lower way leads to a lower place. And so we don't want to refuse. We don't want to retreat. The word retreat means withdrawing from something that is difficult, dangerous, or disagreeable. Let me read that again. It means withdrawing from something that is difficult, dangerous, or disagreeable. And so it's not time to retreat. And I'm going to stop right here and see what prayer requests we have.
Travis and Bowden commented, amen. It's time for we as Christians to start drawing clear lines and turning away from some of our current comfort zones, TV shows, music, etc. You know, whenever I made the decision and started really wanting to get in the right relationship with the Lord again, that's one of the things that he corrected in me, was some of the things that I had in my house and some of the things I was watching on TV. And when the Grammys, I didn't even realize the Grammys was on, and I was released to watch TV, and I've been watching The Chosen and stuff, you know, Christian-based stuff. Well, that happened to pop up, and I clicked it, and I tell you what, I was completely disgusted at what I seen, so much so I couldn't watch it, and I had to start praying, because it was just, the only word I can find is disgusting.
Yes.
It was beyond disgusting, yes, what I seen on CBS. And for the comment they made, they tweeted, I'm ready to worship. Right before the show, CBS tweeted, I'm ready to worship.
And who are they worshiping?
Exactly. So I will, and the Lord was just like, and he started talking to me about, he was showing me how the old me was just nonchalant, no big deal. And then he showed me, because it had been years since I've watched, you know, that kind of stuff. And he lifted it, and I was like, Lord, why did, you know, you know? And he was like, I did that so you could see where I've brought you. Now that's disgusting to you. And before, you had no problems. You felt nothing when you watched that stuff. But now, you've changed. Boy, howdy, it was rock hard. I don't even think a hammer could have cracked that hard I had. But God is faithful. Mm-hmm. You know?
Yes, he is.
You got any prayer requests for us over there, sister?
We want to pray for Taryn Gregory, who's in the hospital in Oklahoma City. We want to pray for John Smith, who is having surgery in Oklahoma City today. The family of Donnie Allen, his service is today at 1 o'clock in Rockwell, Texas. The family of Darlene Thomas, her memorial is Friday morning. And the family of Danny Harmon, who passed Sunday.
And can you add Jessica Harris's mom on there? Her house burnt up in the middle of the night. And it was the strangest thing last night. I was asleep. And I woke up to what seemed like something was burning. I smelled it so much that I got out of bed and walked around my house and was praying.
Wow.
And then I seen on Facebook a friend of mine's mother, her house burnt up.
My God. It's good that you interceded, because it could have been a loss of life.
Yeah, nobody was hurt. The house is gone, but they're fine. And it was so strange to me because, I mean, I smelt it as if it, I thought something in my house was on fire. Mm. I mean, I smelt the burning wires, everything. And I got out of bed. I was like, Lord, what is that? What is that? I know that smell. It smells like something's burning. Is it my house? And I got out of bed and just started praying and walking around and looking, and it wasn't nothing in my house. And I just started praying.
God will have you to intercede even on the behalf of others, you know, right at that moment. And thank God for you, you know, getting up praying.
We have to get sensitive to the Holy Spirit. We have to quit shutting him up and putting him over there. We have to get him front. We have to put him front and center.
We do.
Lives depend on it.
Yes, indeed.
The kingdom of heaven is at hand.
My God. What you just said about being sensitive, that's what it takes. We are in a time period in which we can't afford to not be sensitive to the things of God. We have to be sensitive because, like you said, lives are waiting in the balance. And God is calling his people to intercede. They can't intercede for themselves. Mm-hmm. Some of them can't intercede for themselves. They don't know how. Mm-hmm. And so we have to intercede. All right. Now, Father God, we want to thank you because your word says in all things, give thanks for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning us. So, Father God, we thank you for the celebration of life of this man, Donnie Allen, on today in Rockwell, Texas. We thank you for those of his family, friends, those that knew and loved him, God. And we just pray, Lord, for a spirit of peace. We pray for the spirit of comfort. And we pray that a garment of praise be put on for the garment of heaviness, that somehow through this time, God, through this service, that you will lift the burden, Lord, of the sorrow and heaviness and grief, and give comfort, give joy. Let the joy of the Lord be their strength. Let them come together, holding and upholding one another through the love of God. And for those that don't know you, God, let something be said in this service that would draw them to you, that would cause them to see the need of serving you, of worshiping and loving you, God. You're not their enemy, but the devil is the enemy. And let them know, God, that you have a place prepared for them, for all those that love and serve you. In the name of Jesus. Look on Taryn Gregory in the hospital in Oklahoma City, God, for whatever the situation may be, God. I just pray that you would cause doctors, nurses, all the medical staff, God, even right down to those that come and clean her room, Lord, those that bring her food for her to eat, God, everything that is done for her while she's in this place will be for her good. It will be for her good. You, Lord, I'm trusting you to give knowledge beyond understanding, beyond the natural, to the doctors, that they would be able to help her and be able to do what they need to do that will help her to be on the road to a speedy recovery of health and strength. For the family of Darlene Thomas, for whose memorial will take place on Friday morning. And for the family of Danny Harmon, there's so many that are going in. I think about my neighbor, Lord, Jack Bonney, Lord, whose service will be, I believe, this weekend. For the lady that we worship together, Lord, in Oklahoma City, Rosie Houston, Lord, her family. Just so many, Lord, that have passed on away, Lord, have went on into eternity. I pray, Lord, for all those individuals that are family members, that are survivors, Lord, of these individuals, Lord, that they would find refuge in you, God. You are our place of sanctuary. You are our place of sanctuary. Not the bottle, not dope, not doing things that are not convenient and that are not right in your sight, but you let the people seek you as the place of sanctuary, as a place of refuge, that they would find rest for their souls. These individuals that I name, Lord, they have already gone on, but those that are left behind that love them and enjoy being with these individuals will miss their fellowship with them. And so, God, let them know that they yet have a life to live, that they can go on, and they can pursue what you've placed them here on this earth for. They can yet reach out to others, Lord, and to help bring them into you, God. And so, Father God, I just thank you for these different memorials and celebrations of life of these people, Lord, that you will be in the midst bringing comfort and bringing peace and causing them to rest in your spirit. In Jesus' name, amen. Oh, I'm sorry. Got a couple more here. All right. John Smith having surgery in Oklahoma City today. So, Father God, we come before you on behalf of this individual, Lord. That which I prayed concerning the young lady in Oklahoma City, Taryn Gregory, Lord, I pray the exact same prayer. Everyone that's attending her and the medical staff, Lord, we thank you for you bringing them to do good for her, being able to treat her in a compassionate way, God. Lord, bring across people, Lord, that have a love of serving people, that they are glad to be there to serve. And I just pray, Lord, that she will be on the that he will be on the road to a speedy recovery of good health and strength in Jesus' name. Jessica Harris, mom's house fire, Lord, that took place. Lord, I thank you for what you gave Monica, Lord, in that, in having her to pray and intervene, because it could have been a loss of life, Lord. And so I want to say, Lord, thank you for preserving life, and we thank you that you're going to make provision on every hand for what she needs. All that has been lost, all of those particular tangible material things, Lord, you will make provision for what she needs, God, to continue to live on. Make provision to have a house, a home for her to stay in, the clothes that she may need, Lord, the finances she may need, Lord, all that she needs, Lord, at this time. Lord, we thank you for bringing people across her path. I thank you right now, God, that you're speaking to the heart of someone right now to look her up and to be a blessing unto her for what she needs. And I give you the praise for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Thank you, God. Thank you,
Father. Prophetic Voice Ministries is located at 616 North Locust Avenue in Elk City. Apostle Casey Elliott. The Refuge Church is now at the New Liberty Church at 18304 East 1140 Road in Sayre, Oklahoma. Pastor Powerhouse Tammy Bailey will bless your socks off.
Stay tuned, y'all. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
When life changes, you have to adjust, like downsizing your household or selling a business. When we had to do that, we called Grant's Auction Realty. Our family has used them for 2 estate sales. Mike and Cindy Grant are really organized, and they lot and catalog every item. If you're a seller, that gets you top dollar on your items. And if you're a buyer, catalog items let you study what you want and know about when they'll sell. When that time comes in your life, call Grant's Auction and Realty, 580-225-0269.
Bardice and Ford in Elk City has huge news. The deals are back and the inventory is arriving daily. Plus, we're offering as low as 0% financing on most Ford SUVs, Escapes, Edges, and Explorers, all starting at 0% plus customer cash. And let's not stop there. How about as low as 0% financing on 22 and 23 F-150s? They're coming in daily. All new models and great savings. Now that's the Barbara Dyson difference. BarbaraDysonFord.net.
Hello, this is Rick Spain with Spain's Construction with something to think about. When you are confronted with difficult situations, it's not the reply of the tongue that matters. It's the response of the heart. That is where the real you lives. If you use words to deal with life, they will only be as valuable as the words. If you put your heart into it, the value is multiplied. Always be ready to provide an answer, and if necessary, use words.
This is Pastor Chasten Music with Gateway Church here in Elk City. Our address is 4227 West 3rd Street, just a mile and a half past Tractor Supply. Reach us by phone, 580-225-4646. Encourage you to come and join us just as you are for any of our service times. Sunday morning at 10:30 a.m. worship, Sunday evenings at 6 p.m., or Wednesday nights at 6:30 with Bible engagement. We are a church that loves people and loves God. Gateway Church, we are stronger together.
I got to turn the mics on so you can hear me. That helped a little. We are back. You are tuned into the Hour of Power this morning. Our guest for today is Miss Melanie Randall. And her title for today is, Will You Be Refined or Will You Refuse and Retreat? I say we stand. Amen. And we put our swords up, yes, and we charge, amen, like we have never charged before.
Yes.
I had a vision a while back. And it was a vision when I was on my way here. And it was the most beautiful thing I ever seen. It was white horses as far as I could see. And there was one horse that was in front. And my Lord Jesus was on it. And on all the other horses were the angels' army, his army of angels. Mm. We need to wake up, rise up. Wake up, wise up, and rise up.
Yes, yes, yes.
Because I tell you the truth when I say the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
It is.
It is never more at hand than it is today, y'all.
My God.
Back to you, sister. The Holy Spirit.
Yes, that was worth saying.
Wouldn't leave that alone.
Amen. Amen. It is time for us to rise up and wake up and wise up. If there ever was a time, it's time now. It's more than time now. I want us to go to Zechariah chapter 13 and verse 8 through 9. It says, and it shall come to pass in all the land, says the Lord, that 2/3 in it shall be cut off and die, but 1/3 shall be left in it. This is talking about a time when there's going to be a remnant left. I will bring the 1/3, the remnant here, 1/3 through the fire, will refine them as silver is refined and test them as gold is tested. They will call on my name and I will answer them. I will say, this is my people. And each one will say, the Lord is my God. If you are of, look like the least, the 1/3 and not of the 2/3, you're blessed. It's time for the remnant. As Monica said, it's time for the remnant to rise up. Go on through the fire. When you said that, I can just see it running saying, charge. Oh, man, my goodness.
Mm.
No.
He will not be coming back as the lamb this time. He did that once. We need to recognize.
Yes, we do. This is Revelations 3 and 18. Revelations 3 and 18. It says, let me get here. I counsel you to buy from me gold refined in the fire, that you may be rich, and white garments, that you may be clothed, that the shame of your nakedness may not be revealed. It's not talking about you standing there with your physical body naked. Sin is your neck. When you get into the wrong thing and you're trying to cover that, you're covering it with sin, and it's going to be exposed after a while. Your sinful nakedness is going to be exposed. And so it says, so in order to not have to worry about that, the shame of sin, then find yourself being refined in the fire so that you will at the end be able to wear these white garments, that you may be clothed, okay? And it goes on, and that the shame of your nakedness may not be revealed, and anoint your eyes with eye salve that you may see. Anoint your eyes. See, we got to be able to see right. We need a spiritual eye salve to cause us to see right. As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Therefore, be zealous and repent. My God. We're no longer in a place where we can afford to take our slowful time. We got to get in a hurry. When they're talking about being zealous to repent, that means being quick to repent. We got to be quick about what we do in this day and time period. There are certain factions of, oh, let me get back. I think there was one definition of the word retreat that I left out. It says receding from a place you had advanced to. So retreating is not just backing up from where you stand, but it's backing up from a place that you had advanced to, and now you're going to retreat from that place you had advanced to. Why would you want to back up from a place that you had made advancement in? Certain factions of the Christian body has set itself in opposition to the God that they say they supposedly serve. And I kind of hit this earlier. They refuse and rebel and have retreated from God's righteous standard. Others are in reserve waiting for who knows what. They're in reserve. What will it take for you to get back on active duty? We got to come out of the reserves. What are we reserving ourselves for? What are we waiting on, people of God? Things are racing towards eternity and fulfillment of Scripture. And so we got to get that sword and, like I said, say charge and run to it. Run to it. It's not time to still be sitting on reserves. It's time for us to be fully in active duty. Fully. We've got to be. There's a poem I want to read here to close this out. But let me say this, too, because there are various characters that they went through the fire and they came out. They came out. Moses had to face a lot of things. And being God's deliverer of a people. Can't you imagine how it must have been every time he went back to Pharaoh talking about let my people go and facing the rejection of that, you know? Think about David, King David, running to that big giant of Goliath, running to war all the time. He was always fighting in wars. Yes, he did a lot of some wrong too, but he was, at least he admitted when he, you know, was faced with it, you know, that he was wrong. The Apostle Paul and all the apostles, the things they had to face, Stephen, the deacon, how he gave the testimony of who Jesus was, and then they stoned him. He didn't stop, you know, in the middle of his thing and say, well, I see they're not receiving what I'm saying. I guess I better hush. He went on even further until they stoned him. But he has an eternal life on the other side now. We can't even let death cause us to want to back up. See, some of us, I can't go that far now. I can't let nobody take my life. Well, if you don't let, you know what, if you lose your life on this side, you'll find it on the other side. But if you want all the glory and, you know, accolades here, you're going to get it all here, and you're going to find yourself in a place where you're going to suffer all kind of torment later. So let's not get the thing twisted. Whatever we have to suffer here is going to be worth the other side. Amen. It will be worth the other side. This is Black History Month. I was hoping to write a piece here, but I just started writing a piece this morning, and I don't have to give it on our a further time. But God's given me something to write about Black History, even in the Bible. But this is an older piece that I have written read before, called Beholding the Dream. And this is about a people, the people of my race that have faced the fire, but we're yet here. Segregation, humiliation, isolation from a nation, calling a people to separate and unequal in repeated sequels, and oppression this one with a vision, meeting the challenge and taking the mission, empowered by God to lead, it was time for all to see this country live out its creed in peaceful demonstrations amidst false allegations, moving past fear and intimidation, being tired of all civil violation. With no legislative voice, we had no other choice, keeping faith in our God as our source. All else would take its course. Pushing for social change to this nation's leaders trying to explain. We just wanted our due respect and to be known by our given name. Rosa was the catalyst to expose this evil tryst of racism, hatred, and every other injustice. A government was forced to believe what it really had not wanted to see. Yet upon the horizon, we could sense the coming of our victory. The dream was not to be deferred, denied, or unheard. For now our world looked upon actions that were seemingly so absurd. The journey from midnight to morning was taking its casualties and included in the roll call Dr. Martin Luther King. A society was shaken by the demise of its servant and champion. Now we must carry the torch, living the dream, continuing on. And so, this being Black History Month, I want you to know I'm so glad God preserved us as a people. I'm so glad we were not totally wiped out, and I'm so glad that everybody came here on those ships, you know, then weren't just, that some of them made it past it. Some were able to get to freedom. And I'm so glad, you know, they had to embrace the affliction that they faced. But God brought a people through. You see what I'm saying? And he will yet bring a people through. If you had to be of the one-third of the remnant, he will bring you through. I tell you what, I feel like preaching this thing.
Let me start part three then. It won't hurt my feelings one bit. I will not take offense.
All righty. Amen. Thank you. I love you all out there. God bless you.
Thank you so much, Sister Melanie. You always bring a feast to this table.
Praise God.
A good feast.
God is always faithful.
Amen. You have been tuned into the Hour of Power this morning, y'all. It is the most powerful hour of my day. For myself, Monica Lovell, from the beautiful Tina Dobbs, and from our gorgeous sister in Christ, Miss Melanie Randall, y'all have a blessed day and stay tuned for the Truth Podcast. The title of that is God is Able.
He is able.
He is, isn't he?
We hope today's edition of the Hour of Power has been encouraging and uplifting for you and your family. If you have a prayer request you would like to send after the program, email us at hourofpower32@gmail.com. You're listening to a broadcast produced daily, Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. on therockchristianmusic.com or The Rock Christian Music on Facebook. Download the Paragon Communications app where you'll find The Rock Christian Music and take us with you everywhere.